Next, we have another water soluble vitamin, that is a vitamin C. The deficiency of the vitamin C is known as the scurvy. But first, we have to have a general concept of the vitamin C. The vitamin C is a water soluble vitamin which acts as an antioxidant. Besides this, it has some very important functions, especially in the collagen biosynthesis, where it acts as an essential cofactor. What vitamin C do that it help in the hydroxylation of proline residues on the procollagen, because initially the procollagen is an immature form of the collagen, which is then converted after hydroxylation into the collagen. Once it is converted into triple helix formation, the collagen is turned into a mature stable form. In the absence of this triple helix structure, the collagen is in the unstable form, and the integrity will be compromised in the skin, mucous membrane, blood vessels, and the bone. The sources of the vitamin C is strictly through the dietary intake. It is not synthesized in the body, and that is why any source of the vitamin D, we are totally dependent on the dietary intake in the form of fresh fruits and vegetables. The rich sources being berries, tomato, potato, green leafy vegetables, and citrus fruits. The vitamin C deficiency can occur in any age, but it is specially seen in the neonatal period, for obvious reasons that it is not synthesized in the body and they are totally taking milk as their diet, so the deficiency is common. Associated disease with vitamin C deficiency is folate and iron deficiency, because both of these require vitamin C for their absorption or to remain in their body and to avoid excretion. For example, vitamin C decreases the urinary folic acid excretion, and hence it builds the level of the folic acid in the body. If vitamin C is deficient, so ultimately folic acid will be deficient too. Similarly, the iron absorption is increased in the presence of the vitamin C. So if vitamin C itself is deficient, so it will ultimately lead to iron deficiency as well.